In case you missed it, the comic book character Archie has died. He was felled by an assassin's bullet intended for his friend Kevin Keller, the first openly gay character in Archie Comics history. Archie Comics may be emblematic of small-town Americana at its most cornball, but Archie's death has reverberated around the globe, all the way to Kolkata, India. Sandeep Roy remembers Archie and why the comic book high schooler connected with fans in India.
Archie died?
And this was big news this week.
I had no idea.
So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, it's huge. I can't believe they even did that.
A lot of us shared George Takei's incredulous reaction on What's Trending when Archie Andrews was shot to death last week, heroically saving his gay friend. But in India, some of us felt it a little bit more. We had a special relationship with Riverdale High. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In fact, Archie Comics had apparently inspired a 1998 Bollywood blockbuster movie, a love triangle called Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, that begins in a college in Mumbai. In 2012, Archie Comics editor-in-chief Victor Gorelick explained to Comic-Con India at the San Diego Comic Convention why he thought Indians loved Archie.
Well, I think Archie does well in India because a lot of people like to see how the teenagers live here in America, what life is like here.
It's not that we could relate to the lifestyles of Archie and his gang. Our socialist India was too far removed from Riverdale High. We didn't have Pop Tate's chocolate shop or baseball games or redheads for that matter. As teenagers, we didn't drive second-hand cars and we certainly did not learn how to fix them. Heck, we barely had something that passed as pizza and Coca-Cola was still banned. But Riverdale High was even more of an escape than Bollywood films. For all their song and dance, chiffon and Alps fantasies, Bollywood films eventually drummed home the virtues of settling down, family, duty and responsibility. In the never-never land of Riverdale High, nothing mattered other than girls, jalopies, pizzas and baseball. Archie was quite unambitious, utterly sacrilegious in India, where every teenager seemed to be running from one tuition class to another, preparing for some kind of examination all the time. Class test, half-yearly, final exam, selections, board exams, entrance exams. In 2008, Riverdale High saw its first Indian-American character, camcorder-toting Raj Patel. Gorelick says it was about diversity. There were Latino characters and African-Americans, a gay character, and an Indian-American.
Well, we created Raj Patel because we certainly, as you know, we sell a lot of comic books over in India.
That's about a million copies in 2011. No wonder that year Archie and the gang came to Mumbai. Jughead chowed down on samosas in Vindaloo, and Veronica and Betty put on saris, and they all found everything about Mumbai amazing. Indian media, like Bollywood Now, gushed about which Indian star might play which Archie character.
News is that Bollywood sexy beauties Deepika Padukone might be considered to play Veronica, and Katrina Kaif would play the character of Betty in the comic book series.
Alas, even India couldn't save Archie. Globalization was the final death knell. There's nothing an Archie can serve up anymore that's not easily accessible to any teenager growing up in urban India. The American fantasy is available for sale at any mall in Kolkata. In fact, there's a chain store here called Archie's. Everything's Archie. It sells the quiche of teenage years, cutesy cards and coffee mugs and key rings. Apparently, this Archie's got its name from a neighbor's dog named Archie, not the American redhead. But perhaps the dog was named after the redhead. It doesn't matter. Long after the real Archie is dead and gone, a memory of him will remain alive in malls in India. The all-American teenager could not have found a more appropriate resting place. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.